John McCusker captures moments, whether they are through his photography, his writing, or his storytelling. As the creator and guide of the Cradle of Jazz Tour, John takes people on New Orleans tours that link together specific locations with the vanguards, players, keepers, and lovers of jazz music. John came to join us with WWNO, so we're going to talk about some jazz and other things, right?
Love to talk about jazz. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Let's start off with, what is the most entertaining or interesting stories you've ever uncovered in your research for books, for tours, anything?
I think one of the stories that I tell on my tour that really affects people is when I talk about Louis Armstrong on Rampart Street. Louis was really kind of a street urchin around 1911, and he spent a lot of his time, you know, just hanging around the Rampart and Perdido area in the back of town where he grew up. And he worked for a time with a Lithuanian Jewish family named the Karnofskys. They had a junk resale dealership, and they also had a tailor shop. And the tailor shop is still there at 427 South Rampart Street. And after Lewis would work for them all day, the Karnofskys would feed him. And he would go in the back of the kitchen and eat with the Karnofskys. They had 12 kids. And they're all eating kosher. Said he loved to eat kosher. And after they would eat, to get the kids to sleep, they would all sing. And this is where it gets really interesting. Lewis wrote in his memoirs that he credits this Jewish family with teaching him to sing from his heart. But the fascinating thing about that is he's singing in Yiddish. He's singing with feeling, but has no idea what he's saying. And when you extrapolate that out and think about, in addition to everything he did for trumpet players, Lewis basically invented scat singing without words. You know, you've heard him sing like that. And it's fascinating to wonder whether the seed for that idea was planted over matzo ball soup in Mrs. Karnofsky's kitchen back in 1911, 1912. And just to put a point on it, Lewis wore a Star of David around his neck almost his entire life, and largely in tribute to the Karnofsky family.
Amazing.
So this man was multicultural before we even had the term.
So when you uncover something like that, how do you know what sticks with you that you're like, this is definitely something I have to make a point about?
Well, you know, when I started the tour back in 1994, you know, it had the basic structure in terms of the landmarks. But when you've done it for over 20 years and had to present it to both people who don't really care about jazz necessarily, they just want an interesting tour, as well as people that live and breathe this stuff, you get an idea of what generally resonates best. So there's stories that have been tossed out of the tour in the last 20 years and others that have remained, and the ones that have remained are ones like that one, ones that will stick with people after they take the tour. The last thing I ever wanted my tour to be was the Universal Studios tour or a buggy tour. I wanted to tell stories that connected the humanity of the place, even though we're just looking at a building.
What phrase do you now find yourself saying regularly that you came across either on a tour that you find yourself saying quite a bit on a tour?
You know, I think one of the terms I love the most is organized disorganization. That's not my term. That's what newspaper writers ascribed after the first jazz record came out 100 years ago, this February. The very first jazz record by the original Dixieland Jazz Band of New Orleans was released. That's what ushered in the jazz age. And the newspaper writers were trying to describe in words what they were hearing with their ears. And one of the phrases that came up was organized disorganization.
Unbelievable. That's amazing. Thanks so much, John, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You can reserve the Cradle of Jazz Tour by going to cradleofjazztour.com or going to Facebook and searching Cradle of Jazz. To learn more about John McCusker, as well as his writing, photography, and tours, you can go to nolav.com, cradleofjazztour.com, or wwno.org. For Nola V and WWNO, this is Kelly Crawford and
John McCusker.